This male head belonged to the portal of the church of the Benedictine monastery of St. Peter of Rolles in the Alt Empordà. For centuries, the monks must have seen themselves reflected in him. After all, he had the tonsure, that is, the same shaved patch on his scalp as they did. Unfortunately, the context that would have provided us with more precise information about the piece was lost when the abandoned monastery was plundered after the Spanish confiscation of church properties in the late 19th century.
Look how peculiar his features are. Large, almond-shaped eyes, prominent cheekbones, upturned nose, pursed lips, a small chin and a low forehead. Whoever sculpted this head was also very accomplished at using a particular tool to empty the corners of the eyes. It so happens that a series of works with the same features and made in the same period have been identified in various places across Europe: Tuscany, Navarre, the Languedoc, the Alt Empordà, and a small village in the Roussillon called Cabestany. We don't know the name, the place of birth or work of the person who sculpted this head, or even if it was a single person or an entire travelling workshop. What we do know is that the sculptor lived in the 12th century. He is referred to as the Master of Cabestany, the place where one of his most significant works is kept.